happy Monday to you. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and this is your show, Take Two, with Jerry and Debbie, and like we always say, and you. You're the key person, so if you're listening right now, stop what you're doing. Pull over safely to the side of the road. We are live taking your calls today, and this is where the lay faithful come together, and we share our takes on the topics, our lived experiences, our wisdom, our knowledge, and we hope to change others' souls by the conversations that are happening right here on this brief hour together on Catholic Radio, Take Two. So come on, you guys, I need you to weigh in on this question, and I have a reason for putting it on the show calendar, and I'll tell you the reason in just a moment. But the question is, who is your best friend on earth and why? Who is your best friend on earth and why? Okay, I'm just going to state this right up front. Of course, we would say Jesus and Mary and the angels and the saints. Yes, of course. But I need that person in your life. Who is your best friend on earth and why? I need you to share about why you choose them as your best friend. Okay, we can all say that we would choose Jesus, Mary, and a specific saint that we love, and absolutely. So that goes without saying, but I really need to know why you're picking that person in your life that you journey with as a best friend and why. Okay, I'm a little bit under the weather, so I need your company today because it's I'm drinking a ton of water to try and stay hydrated, but I can already feel the little bit of the fever happening, and so I really and truly need you to stop what you're doing and fill the phone line so you can be most of the discussion today about this topic. Who is your best friend on earth and why? And here is the number. Super easy. Okay, we're very friendly. Matt is ready to answer your call. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. That's the number to call. Tell us who your best friend is and why. Okay, the reason why I put this on the show calendar, full disclosure, today is my best friend Kristen's birthday. It is a milestone birthday. I have told you before how old I am. I'm going to be 60 this year, so you can kind of figure out what age Kristen hit today. And Kristen in North Carolina, if she's listening, happy birthday, my friend. Wishing you the best day ever. We have been friends on this earth for about 58 years. We were toddlers. We grew up two houses apart from each other, and our parents introduced us as when we were babies, really. Kristen is about 10 months older than I am. And we've been best friends ever since. We've been the maid of honor at each other's weddings. It's just been incredible what we have shared in the 58 years that we have. And she, you know what? Actually, I have to say this. She's more than a best friend. She is definitely my sister. I feel that way. And so, Kristen in North Carolina, happy birthday. You know, please celebrate. I hope you have the best day ever. So, this is such a cool topic because I think it's wonderful to acknowledge those incredible friends that we journey with and we share so much, you know, our confidential things that go on in our life, the secrets, the knowledge, the understanding of each other, the growth that we experience with our best friends. So who is your best friend on earth and why? Could you share it with us? I shared that Kristen is mine, and I actually have a lot of really wonderful close friends from elementary school, and so I consider them all such just fabulous friends. And Kristen being on the same street that I grew up in West Caldwell, New Jersey, we shared so much just being in the neighborhood. Do you have that neighbor that you've been best friends with for, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, even longer? 833-288-EWTN. That's the way to get in touch with us. We have a couple open phone lines. I'd love to hear from you. Who is your best friend on earth and why? 833-288-3986. And Kristen, if you're listening, feel free to call in if you'd like to call in. I'll happily chat with you and wish you happy birthday on air, but it is a special birthday. Okay, I can't hold back anyway. It's her 60th birthday. Everybody would know that because it's going to be my 60th this year. So full disclosure, I got nothing to hide. I think the aging process, there's a lot of wisdom that comes with it, and it can be a very grace-filled time. I'm not opposed to aging at all, at all. It's just a number. It really is. It's really what I believe, what's in your mind, what's in your heart, how you view life, how you view eternity. Are we eternity-minded? Father Wade Menezes says that all the time. Are we eternity-minded? And that's where I kind of, I am, especially at this point in my life. And it's exciting to be with friends that I've known my whole entire life, and I can see the growth in them. Hopefully they can see the growth in me. Beautiful things. We share our spiritual lives, you know, how we feel about God, how close we are to God, all sorts of things. We also talk about our birth families, you know, our siblings and stuff like that, because you talk about your best friend, you know, you talk about everything. It's just so incredible when you have that person that you can really, what's the key word? Trust. When you can really trust. See, you can see the elements of God in that relationship. Okay, lots to say about this topic, lots to share, but you guys have filled up the phone lines for me, and I love you for that, because I'm not feeling that good today. So 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. I have to tell you, there were a lot of young ones at church this weekend, and they were all sick. They were coughing and sneezing, and they were just not well, and people were still bringing them to church, and I don't know if it just spread this weekend, but it was kind of a bummer. And so, yeah, my husband and I woke up this morning, and we just weren't feeling good, headaches and everything. So see, I think folks really need to stay home if they're not feeling good, and just kind of get well before you go out there in public, so you don't get us, you know, us, the seniors, we're seniors now. You don't get us sick. Okay. In about a minute, I'm going to hit the pause button. Oh, I'm excited to get to the phones. I mean, listen to this. We've got calls are coming in all over the U.S. We're going to go to San Antonio, Texas first with Rebecca and the others. Wow, you guys are awesome. You all have best friends. Oh, and some of you are saying your spouses. Okay. Oh, I forgot to say my spouse. Okay, Marty is my best friend. Okay, I just added that just to make sure I can stay happily married. And the number to dial is 833-288-EWTN. Who is your best friend on earth and why? We'd like to know. This is your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. So please call us today and share why you picked that best friend to journey with you. We'll be right back. Question today, who is your best friend on earth and why? By the way, we have all female callers today. That is amazing. I mean, guys don't have any best friends? Like, what's up with that? If you're a guy and you have a best friend, could you share about it to the world? I mean, I think that's important. Maybe at church, do you have a best friend at church? Maybe you have a fellow Knight of Columbus, something like that. Saint of the day is Saint Angela Merici. Very interesting story about Saint Angela Merici, talking about education. It's really this great saint. So learn about the lives of the saints each day. It's wonderful. It really can enhance your spiritual walk. Before we get to Rebecca, Rebecca's going to be first up as promised from San Antonio, Texas. Hold on, Rebecca. Don't go anywhere. If you'd like to join the conversation, tell us your best friend. Dial this number, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Wanted to share with our listeners Italy's Shrines and Wonders, Discovering Sacred Spaces, Fascinating Places and Destinations Off the Beaten Path by Teresa Tamio, with the foreword by Father John Ricardo. For those wishing to experience Italy to the fullest, Teresa Tamio provides the choicest sites, best routes, and most inspiring and satisfying journeys to help make your excursion utterly unforgettable. Tamio draws from her experiences of more than 60 trips to her motherland with practical, time-tested travel tips and faith and culture gems to help you navigate this lively land and catch the many unique regional feast days and celebrations it has to offer. This is Italy's Shrines and Wonders by Teresa Tamio. It's available right now by Catholic Shop, EWTNRC.com. That's fascinating. You could take that virtual pilgrimage with Teresa Tamio. I love that. Okay, Rebecca's first up here on Take Two from San Antonio, Texas, on our friends at Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Rebecca. Welcome.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing well. Well, actually, I'm a little bit under the weather. But other than that, I'm doing well. It sounds like you were fast to the phones to talk about your best friend.
It was. Yeah, I don't know if I'm allowed to do this, but there's so many good friends that you have, right? But my first and foremost best friend is my husband. And I don't say that just because I love him, but he loves so beautifully and so purely and so selflessly. And he hones me and encourages me spiritually, physically, and every, you know, mind, soul, and body. He just hones me in a beautiful, loving way and just makes me feel cherished and loved. Like, he reminds me of love, like Jesus. Like, he really is Jesus to me. So I can't say enough about him. But I also have two other friends, Nicole and Noel, and they start with N's, and I...
Oh, we just lost Rebecca. I don't know if she leaned against the phone. Rebecca, I was going to get your husband's first name. If you want to call back and give Matt your husband's first name, but Nicole and Noel, she said her other friends. Oh, and it was such a good call. Rebecca, if you're still listening... know that because of you, and I saw the note on there that you picked your husband as your best friend, you probably saved my marriage today, because I added that too, because my husband Marty listens to the show. So yeah, it's always wonderful to highlight spouses and to say that they represent Christ to us. That is a beautiful thing. That is incredible. If you want to call back, maybe we'll try to squeeze you back in. I felt bad that we got disconnected, but let's move in the meantime to Sue, who's also in San Antonio, Texas, on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Sue.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. I felt bad with Rebecca's call, but you're in San Antonio, too. I don't know if you know Rebecca, but you take it away, Sue.
Okay, well, when I heard you talking about this topic, I about died. I just got off the phone a little bit ago with my best friend. We've been friends. Her name is Jean. I'm the only one in the world that's allowed to call her Jeannie, but she goes by Jean to everybody else. She and I met in third grade at the bus stop. We had just moved out of New York City out to Long Island, and I didn't know anybody. And she looked at me and she said, "Are you new here?" And I said, "Yes." And she said to me, "Well, do you have any friends?" And I said, "No, I don't." And she said, "Well, I'll be your friend."
Aww.
And we have been friends ever since. She is the most wonderfully kind Christian woman you'll ever meet. She dropped everything. My husband is ill and has Parkinson's and Lewy body dementia, and it's been rocking our world. And she dropped everything and flew down for 2 weeks to be with me and help me. She lives in New York still, where we grew up, and she's currently in Florida right now. So, but we're just, she's the best. She's just, we have been overseas. I was overseas in the military, and I would pick up the phone to call her, and her phone would be busy. And this was before call waiting and everything. And she'd be trying to call me.
Oh.
And that happens more often than not. I believe it's the Holy Spirit telling us to get a hold of each other. And it's just been the most wonderful friendship ever. And she's just great. I just couldn't believe he used that as a topic today. I was like, oh, my. I have to just brag on her. You know?
Well, Sue, I hope that Jean is listening to this broadcast, or you can share it with her, because I think it's just so wonderful how you talk about your relationship. And it's a true testament of the kind of relationship you've developed since third grade, because when you said, you know, she flew down to help you right away, she was there for you and you're there for her, and you guys share that. And you talked about the Holy Spirit moments of picking up the phone at the same time. I do believe in that. And you know, the interesting thing is, you know, you've got your guardian angel, Jean's guardian angel, you know, they're communicating too, right?
So
it's really kind of cool how it develops. And I love how you said you're the only one that gets to call her Jeannie. I won't share, but I will tell you, I'm the only one that gets to call my friend Kristen a nickname as well. No one else gets to call her that too. And it's
Isn't
so cute.
Funny?
So, and that I think is the beauty of really forming that bond and knowing each other in such a innocent way. I love that. Wow. And there was no accident that you got in, because we do have a lot of calls and you got in, and I think there's a reason you shared it with the world today. Sue, I put your husband in our prayer book though. Do you feel comfortable giving us his
please.
First name?
Absolutely. Glenn.
Okay. One end. Got it. Okay. Yeah. We're going to pray specifically.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate that, because he is, that's a whole nother call.
Okay.
You know, he's doing well, but he's got a lot of problems. So
okay.
Anyway,
all right. Well, definitely, we'll be praying. Stay in touch with us, Sue, and God bless you. Thank you for just brightening our day today with that beautiful call about your best friend, Jean. I love that. Okay, so you see how it works, folks. It's that simple. All you got to do is call in like Rebecca did or Sue did, and you just share about your best friend on earth. Can I have a male caller, please? A guy that has a best friend on earth? Maybe one of you can say your wife, okay? Maybe that, and you'll score some brownie points there. So call in 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Tell us your best friend on earth and why. Julie's up next from Massachusetts, listening on our friends at the Station of the Cross. Hi, Julie. Welcome.
Hi. How are you?
Doing well, Julie. Thank you so much. I'm getting a little emotional, I'll tell you, because I think we all need a best friend. And so this is a beautiful, I think, conversation that has started here on Take Two. But go ahead, Julie. Tell us about your best friend.
My best friend is one of my older sisters. I come from a very large family. I'm the youngest of 10, and I had lost my mom in high school.
Mm.
So one of my older sisters has stepped up. She's like a substitute mom. She has been there through, you know, failed relationships, getting me off to school. When I felt like I had nothing, and I had been homeless, she let me in. She helped me get back on my feet. On days that I failed so discouraged, she's so quick to send me a text with a beautiful, you know, quote from the Bible, or, you know, she keeps my spirits up and lets me know that I'm not alone, and she's going to help me. And I love her for that, because what kind of person wouldn't want that? You know, she's a big part of my life, my kid's life. And I just really love her and appreciate her so much.
Oh, do you feel comfortable giving us her first name so we can celebrate her as well?
Her first name is Joanne.
Joanne, beautiful. And are you close with your other siblings, or is just she just stands out like as extra special?
She stands out extra special. I do have two other siblings that are a lot closer to my age.
Mm-hmm.
They are just as helpful, but I felt like, whereas she actually, maybe because she was a little bit older, she stepped in and took the responsibility of trying to guide me when I needed it, versus the younger ones were probably looking for some guidance themselves after my mom passed.
Yeah. I'm so sorry about the loss of your mom. To lose your mom in high school, that's a tough age to lose a parent. So that is...
It definitely was.
Yeah. Do we have your mom's first name in the book?
My mom's first name is Jane.
Jane. Are you all J's?
No, there's a couple of Mary's and Linda's and Ellen's. There's a whole mix.
Okay, cool. Cool. Well, Well, you know, I think that's a beautiful tribute to your oldest sister. I think, and for her to step in and be that mom figure, you know, she has to grow up too, right? She was growing up too, and she stepped in and also took care of you. And that's a love that, you know, you can't put a price on that. It's pretty amazing. Wow. I'm so glad you shared, because, you know, we need to highlight families more. We live in a world where families are being torn apart. So to highlight the strong bond of siblings, that's a beautiful thing. Julie, thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful day.
You too. God bless you. Have a wonderful week. Thank you. Okay, we're going to move to Mary Beth. Mary Beth's waiting so patiently in Ohio on Alexa. Hi, Mary Beth. Welcome back to the program.
Hey, Debbie, I still have a girl crush on you. I know I do. You are such a sweetheart.
Thank you.
Would be the best friend. And in a lot of ways, you are one of my best friends. You've really pulled me out of times that, you know, like where my energy was low and with my follicular lymphoma. And so I would make sure to tune into you. And I felt like I was just chatting with you. I had to resist wanting to call you every day to be on the show, to talk to you. And I occasionally send you texts, and I always feel guilty, like, oh, she's so busy, I shouldn't bother her.
No, you're awesome. You're awesome, yeah.
Well, you've been a wonder, but I thought I would mention my husband, he and I are totally opposites, and we are opposites that are attracted to each other, thank God, going on 38 years.
Wow.
And it's just so funny how we met. I'll tell you real quick. We both happened to be Bowling Green State University students, okay? And it was the year was 1980. And I had never been to, there's a big amusement park called Cedar Point. It's one of the biggest ones in the, I guess, the world. And lots of coasters. I had never even been there. So my first day of work was July 1st because I went on a big vacation with my family. Mm-hmm. And all my friends at college that interviewed did not get a job, and I did get the job, so I knew no one there, and I didn't, you know, so I had a delayed start. I started on July 1st. Well, it turns out we're on the employee bus going to the park, and I'm just all eyes, you know, just looking at everything, and Christopher Cross sailing song was on, and the water was just sparkling, and, you know, with the marina, and it was just so amazing. Lake Erie is there. So he hears me say, yeah, today's my first day. I'm just a rookie. And he was thinking, oh, man, they're going to eat her up because I was all sunshiny. And everybody else, I found out later, was hungover. I mean, really, they were college kids. They, you know, they stayed up late and they drank.
Sure.
And so here, you know, my I did not read the ride very well. You know how they say read the room? My leader on my ride hated me because she was very, very hungover, and she was trying to get me fired. So anyways, it was just amazing how we wound up meeting. I did not like him at all. He was teasing people. And you know when people are sarcastic, there's an element of truth?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I already felt very vulnerable being a rookie, and I was, like, nice to him because I just didn't want him to be mean to me. So we just, how we really met was during we had a ride party. So he was a wildcat, and I was a space spiral that gave a view of the park, kind of like a, you know, space needle. Mm-hmm. So we decided to go to the student union, and they bought, like, there's such a thing as low beer. I don't know if anybody remembers that, but it was like 3-2. And he was old enough that he shouldn't have had to drink that low alcohol, so he wasn't, he was kind of grouchy about that. And it was overpriced. And then we all walked down to Lake Erie, which is right behind the Breakers Hotel, very famous, beautiful hotel. And so then everyone said, they said, oh, we're going to swim. So I'm like, what? I didn't get the memo because I had that day off. So I just bought a shirt at the mall for that party. It was white. I said, I'm not going to swim. So real quick, I just said, anybody have a T-shirt? I'm going to change into it because I was a lifeguard and swam and competitively. Mm-hmm. So I thought, I'm going to swim. So real quick, he had one, and it said, it was very ugly. It was big gray shirt and said Big Red. So I kind of walk over, and it's an empty beach, and it's dark. And I looked over my shoulder to make sure he wasn't watching. He wasn't, so he got points for that. So I put the shirt on. Then I walk over, committed to swimming, and no one wants to swim. So then I said, I'll race you. You know, I just want, you know, because he was going to throw this one girl in that he did not like. I race him. And I'm upset because he does not have good form, okay? His head's out of the water, you know, doing freestyle. And he's way ahead of me. So I'm blaming it on the 2.5 or probably 1.5 low beer that I had. So I grabbed his ankle to pull him back, you know, so I could get by him. That was just totally stupid, you know, my part. Yeah. And he kissed me.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Mary Beth, give me his first name again real quick.
David.
David. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. So that is a cool story. I wish we had a little bit longer, but we're going to hit that pause button. Mary Beth, that is awesome, and I'm so happy you highlighted your husband. You are incredible. Thank you so much for calling in. We're talking about best friends today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. Okay, we're going to get back to the phones talking about best friends today. And thank you to all the guys that are lining up, calling in, talking about their best friends. So thank you so much. Hang on, everybody. We're going to get to Terry next. Just a comment on Mary Beth's call. Michael is our producer. Michael McCall is at the controls. We have Matt on the phones. We have Pedro on social media. And Michael and I were just discussing that the way that Mary Beth met her husband, David. Now, they've been married 38 years, so, you know, it has worked. But that was a pretty bold move by David to try to kiss Mary Beth on that first meeting at a place. And that's interesting. So there's a lot to say about that. You know, how bold should you be when you're starting to meet someone, if you already are feeling the feelings, or maybe you should hold back and not do that because it could lead into, a sinful, activity afterwards. And so you got to be careful, right? But it's interesting that David chose to be that bold, and 38 years later, they're still married. So that was an interesting story. Before we get back to the phones, congratulations going out to another EWTN radio partner, WGIC 94.9 FM, serving Clarksville, Tennessee, is celebrating 8 years with EWTN. Congratulations to Lisa Meeks and everyone at Immaculate Conception Parish from your friends here at EWTN. Okay, we're going to go back to the phones. Let's go to Terry. Terry's in Massachusetts on Sirius XM 130. Hi, Terry. Thanks for waiting and welcome.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Terry. Go right ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead, Terry. Terry, if you have the radio on in the background, just turn it off. Turn it down. Okay, Terry, can you hear me? Hello, hello. Okay, why don't we have Matt pick up the phone? Matt's going to pick up the phone. Let's go to our next caller, JT in Columbia, South Carolina, Catholic Radio in South Carolina. JT, thank you so much for joining the conversation. Welcome.
Thank you. I just want to talk about my best friend, Latiri. We met in seventh grade. He's been a rock to me through all these years. He was even at my confirmation as a kid. He got drug along, as you would always say. That, hey, spending the night at my house on Saturday nights, because my mom always drug every kid to Mass who spent the night at our house on Saturday night. Mm-hmm. With that being said, I've been there for my kid's birth. I've been there for his. Like, we go to church together. I mean, it's just, we had to find women that could put up with our crazy friendship. We still act like we do in seventh grade. I can say that when I was a little kid, I used to pray for a brother. I'm still the baby in my family, and I have older sisters. And God gave me a brother in seventh grade.
Oh, that is so...
And that's
so...
all I got to say about that.
That is wonderful. How often do you two talk?
Almost daily, still to this day.
Almost daily. Wow, that's incredible. Okay, now, it clipped out a little bit. Can you give me his first name again?
It's Latiri. So think about it, he's Italian. He was always was. So it was letter with a Y.
Latiri, right?
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
Okay. Wow. So he's Italian. And are you Italian? I'm just curious. No.
No, I am plain old Irish American, and we both grew up here in the South. So.
Okay. Did you get to experience good Italian food at his house?
Somewhat. His dad was definitely hardcore Italian. His mother wasn't.
Oh, was it? Okay. Okay. So, yeah, his dad was. All right. Very cool. And you speak almost every day. I love that. Thank you so much for weighing in, because I was worried that guys don't have best friends because we had so many female callers. So I'm so glad you're representing the men today.
Well, thank you so much. I just felt the need to call and chime in.
Absolutely. Thank you, JT. God bless you. Have a beautiful rest of your day. We're going to get back with Terry again. We're going to try her again in Massachusetts on Sirius XM 130, because Terry wants to talk about her friend Diane from elementary school, and we want to hear about it. Hi, Terry.
Thanks, Debbie, for your patience.
You go right ahead. Tell us about Diane. Okay. You met her at the bus, too?
Yeah. In kindergarten, they line you up by height, okay? So I'm very, very short, and Diane is too. And so we were partners in kindergarten, side by side, and she lived in my neighborhood, and I just love her family. And that was in 1965, okay? And we are the besties still in 2025. I just can't believe it, you know?
How often do you talk?
Maybe, well, she's in Texas now. But she comes, her family lives here because her husband had to move to Texas for his job. Mm-hmm. So we're going out there in March, actually, for the big rodeo. But, yeah, it is just to have somebody that's so close to you. You understand, and everybody listening, it's a gift not everybody gets. And it's like, oh, are we still blessed, you know? Yeah, Diane and me have been friends since 1965. We went to the same college. Our husbands didn't know each other, but we got proposed to the same night, even though her husband was in the Air Force at the time. Everything just clicked. We did everything together, and we still are.
That's amazing.
Thank you for taking this topic, because it's nice to hear everybody that has this.
Mm-hmm.
It's unbelievable.
And what would you say to the folks that are listening right now and they don't have a best friend, or they don't have somebody they can really call up at any time and say, hey, can you help me out, or can you listen to me? What would you say to them? Because I always get, whenever we do these what I call like these feel-good topics, I get nervous because I know that there are people out there that don't feel that way.
Maybe they're still out there, I think. There's so many people, good people. I mean, you can have many best friends, I would say. Just go and see your heart, and just the memories might come back to you. Oh, yeah, this person, maybe I should call them. Like one of your other callers, you know, they just said, it's time to call this person. You never know. I don't know. I would pray to Jesus. As another best friend, but he's not, you know, he's with us, but to have another physical person to hug is just, I don't know, it doesn't matter how long you've been friends. Sometimes, you know, you just click with somebody new. Yeah. And you're meant to be there.
Yeah, you make a good point, though, because, you know, we have our guardian angels beside us, so we're never alone, never, ever alone. And so ask our guardian angels to maybe bring that person that we can click with, that we can be with and journey with. So I agree with you, Terry. Yeah, the possibilities are endless, especially when we focus on God and what God wants for us, because he said, I came for you to have life and to have it to the full. So that means to experience what life has to offer, right? So way to go, Terry. Well, you tell Diane, I think she's awesome too. If you love her, we love her, okay?
Thank you, Vivian. Thank you for having me on your show. I appreciate it.
Thank you. God bless you. Have a great rest of your day. Okay, if you want to jump in on the conversation, you still have time. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. If you want to tell us who your best friend is on earth and why, the reasons why. Maybe you traveled with your best friend and, you know, recently your best friend went home to meet the Lord and you want to share about that. We have the prayer book out. We are getting comments coming in on Mary Beth's story on how she met David, her husband of 38 years, when they had that little swimming episode there at college. And yes, people are all in agreement that that was a bold move for David to kiss Mary Beth for the first time there. But yet they're married 38 years, so it worked for them. So Mary Beth, everybody got a chuckle out of your story, and that's wonderful. I love how folks have met each other. It's really beautiful when we can talk about the details of that, because I think it brings the love back, and it really, the idea of what really got us connected comes back. So how you met your spouse, if you want to share it, please do so. Like Mary Beth did, I thought it was really quite wonderful to hear the details. Not that we're nosy, but just that we get to grow closer as the body of Christ. Let's hear what Edmund has to say in Louisiana on Sirius XM 130. Edmund, thank you for joining the conversation. Your best friend,
hello.
Please. Hi.
Hello.
Go right ahead.
I'm not a big talker now. I can't talk all that. All I know is my best friend is my wife. 28 years. She's given me two beautiful children. She always puts me first and herself last. And she takes care of me. I hurt and injured myself last year. And she waited on me hand and foot. And I love her. She's my best friend.
Edmund, that is beautiful. Yes, absolutely. Do you feel comfortable giving us her first name?
Her name is Helen.
Helen, beautiful. Well, I know you said you're a man of few words, Edmund, but the words that you did share totally came from your heart. We can tell that you absolutely love your wife and appreciate your wife, and that speaks.
My phone speaks to the girl.
Yeah, that is wonderful to hear. So, Edmund, thank you. Thank you for sharing and telling us about your beautiful wife. God bless you, sir. Wow, Timoteo on YouTube said, my best friend is one of my Recreation Leaders Lab family members, Ellen Ford. We have shared great experiences and have developed a mutual respect for each other. So Timoteo wants to highlight Ellen. That's wonderful. They're my Recreation Leaders Lab family. Okay, wonderful. I love how everybody's acknowledging the people that are in their life that are making a difference. And I like how Timoteo said mutual respect for each other. That's the other thing that is a good indication of a solid friendship. Mutual respect, trust, the love, the understanding. Let's hear what Corey has to say. South Shore, Kentucky on Savior Radio Network. Corey, thank you for joining the program.
Hello.
Hello. Go right ahead.
Well, my best friend is my business partner, Seraphim. He went to seminary to be a subdeacon. And we have a kind of a very millennial friendship because he met me on Facebook. Like, I was just writing some sort of comment on the philosopher David Bentley Hart. And he messaged me, and he's like, hey, you seem cool. Can I add you as a friend? I don't normally do this. And we talked, and we had a lot of common interests. We both wanted to start a farm. He was living in Texas at the time, and this is right after the lockdown on COVID. I said, well, come over here, and we'll get a farm together. And so we've been doing that. And his personality is kind of like, he's kind of like a fool. You know, he'll tell you that himself. But he kind of brings out the best in people because he's actually very intelligent, but he kind of always eggs on people or kind of like in a sort of a Socratic way to sort of bring out what they're thinking. So it's good for me because I like to have like parties where we like have people come read literature or whatever, and we all get around and drink wine, and he'll kind of poke and prod people to get you know what they're actually thinking out of them in a very clever way.
Wow. Do you feel comfortable giving us his first name? I have the prayer book out, so I'm praying for everybody's best friend.
Yeah, it's Seraphim. That's his baptized name.
Okay, that is his okay, Seraphim. I love it. I just wanted to make sure. Okay, so Corey, so now you work together. So you see each other on a regular basis.
Well, yeah, we originally actually both worked through rather miraculous means because we were in need of a job at the time. This was before we could actually start the farm. We had a bad heating bill because there was some problem with our house. We were living in kind of a bad neighborhood. It's a long story. But in any case, we were calling out to like the Calvinists and everyone, and the only people who got back to help us was the Catholic Charities in Lexington, and they're like, "Oh, yeah, we can help you pay your bill. By the way, are you looking for a job?" And we're like, "You know, we were both working as waiters at the same restaurant at the time," and we were like, "Yes." And I went into this interview not even knowing what was being hired for, and it was a new director, and she's like, "Oh, we really want to start a community garden." So I was like, "Yeah, that's what I do," you know. So I'm still working there to this day. He is now working elsewhere, but we both still run the farm together. So at one point we were both working together at Catholic Charities. He was an agent to help people like in our situation. And then I was running the community garden, which I still do over there.
Very cool. Very cool. So you share a lot together and a history together. I love that. Good deal.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Thank you. And I love community gardens. Way to go to doing that. My husband and I got interested in that many years ago, and it has been so fulfilling. So thank you.
Oh, yeah. It's my favorite job ever. It's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. That's terrific. Corey, thank you so much for gracing this conversation. We appreciate it. And God bless you. Have a beautiful week. This is turning out to be a fabulous show. I love this episode of highlighting our best friends. We're going to get to Margo, who's coming up next. If you want to squeeze in a call real quickly, if you're feeling that nudge in your spirit and you're like, oh, this is my chance to really let my best friend shine, call this number right now. Don't hesitate. 833-288-3986. You got to go quickly, though. Before we get back to the phones, let me share about Catholic Connections tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Eastern. Teresa Tomeo and her guests share their Catholic perspective on the day's news and newsmakers. Catholic Connection tomorrow, 9 a.m. Okay, Margot is a first-time caller from San Antonio, Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network, and Margot wants to share about her best friend. Hi, Margot.
Hi.
Hi. My go right ahead.
My best friend's name is Mariella. I met her in college. In college, I was not following my faith, and my mom set up the opportunity for me to go on a campus ministry retreat. So I was walking down to the buses to get on and go to the retreat, and I got a text from a friend saying, "Do you want to go to New Orleans?" And I was just 18, but, you know, I had been into drinking and all kinds of other things. Mm-hmm. And so I stood in the street looking at my dorm and looking towards the buses. And that's when my now best friend pulled up. And she said, "Do you want to go to the retreat? Do you need a ride?" And I said, "Yes." And I got in her car, and this retreat was so just important for my conversion. And even though she like kind of looked at me and thought I was maybe, you know, a little rougher on the edges, she took me under her wing and she, you know, taught me about the Lord, taught me about modesty, taught me about holiness. And now we've been friends for 10 years.
Wow.
And she's been such a blessing to me.
Yeah. Oh, amazing. Now, did you say Mary Ellen or Mariella?
Mariella.
Mariella. So you guys are M&M. I love that.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, that's really cool. Oh my goodness. So 10 years from college. And can you share with us just a little bit more about, we're hearing from our listeners, right? And a lot of us have spoken about friends we met in elementary school. Okay. So we were different people back then, right? And then some called in about their spouses. Okay. So that's a different relationship. Tell us a little bit about the dynamics of having a friendship out of college.
Yeah, I think at the beginning, our friendship was full of fun, and it was really refreshing to have somebody who loved the Lord and was able to have, like, I mean, seriously, so much fun, so much joy, without any sin involved. So our relationship then was a lot of fun, and I think now, you know, she just lost her mom, and so... And the way she lost her mom was in a coma for some months. And I got to see my friend at her mom's bedside. And I just had this moment when I saw her, you know, brushing her mom's hair, taking care of her mom. Like, I'm really watching my friend become a saint. We used to pray, you know, "Oh, yeah, I hope I become a saint." But now I'm, like, witnessing it. Wow. And so I feel our relationship has really matured and... it's true. Iron sharpens iron. And so I get to watch her grow in the faith. And next month she'll be married. So I'll get to watch her, you know, embark on that great adventure. So it's all a blessing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you'll be present at the wedding?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, very. That's exciting. What, I love weddings. Don't you just love them? They're so much fun, especially when you really feel close to the bride or the groom. It just makes it, it's so special. You almost never want that time to end, right?
Yes. especially when the bride and groom have had like a holy courtship, and you just know it's God's will. It's
yes.
Amazing.
Yes. Okay. So who's the little one that's making their appearance?
That's Dominic.
Dominic. Oh, my goodness. How old is Dominic?
He is 9 months old.
9 months old? He's already a radio professional. I love that. Well, you give Dominic a big squeeze, and you are awesome. I love how you shared that. I think it was really, really important to hear that, you know, at any time, any season in our life, those best friends can come into view and play a huge part in our spiritual growth. Margo, you're awesome. Thanks for being a first-time caller. Call us again, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. God bless you. What a great call. Okay, Betsy on YouTube says, I want to ask for prayers for my friend Gloria. We met her and her husband Paul when we moved to Washington State. We've lost touch because she's going down a bad path. Okay, definitely. We will pray for Gloria. Absolutely. Yeah, we don't want our friends to go down those paths that can just be, it's sad to watch. So we will put Gloria in the book, and you as well, Betsy. Okay, so comments are flying in. I love the Take Two family. You guys crack me up. You are so funny. Okay, so messages are coming in from Mary Beth from Ohio about her relationship, how she met her husband, David. Here we go again. You guys are going back to how they met. And everybody's saying so far that they would like to be friends with David. David sounds like a lot of fun. Okay, so that's a good thing. You got to keep a sense of humor. That's what I love about our producer, Michael McCall. He has a fabulous sense of humor. And we've just talked about it before we started the show that, you know, life can be difficult. Life can have its challenges. But if you keep that healthy sense of humor and find the bright spots and just, you know, enjoy people, enjoy their personalities, enjoy life, it makes the whole ride an adventure, like Bishop Barron has to say. So, yeah, this has been a great conversation. You guys are amazing. We took just a lot of calls, and the male callers were calling in, sharing about their best friends. Thank you so much. It's so funny when you do a show like this, a live call-in show, and the phone lines just light up, and they're all female callers or all male callers. And I'm like, wait a minute, guys have best friends too, you know. And it's nice that you shared about your spouse and your friends that you work with. I mean, I think that is incredible. Okay, so what's coming up tomorrow? Coming up tomorrow is Jerry Usher will be back with us. He's back on a regular schedule with us, so we're glad about that. And tomorrow, the question is going to be, and you can kind of prepare for it ahead of time, how are we trusting by nature? Talking about how we just trust naturally. Just by our nature, we trust things. Like, we trust that the car that's, you know, coming into view on the street is going to stop at the red light. We just trust that, right? And there's things that we trust very easily. And we're going to be talking about that tomorrow. So I want to make sure that you have time to prepare for that, think about it, and then we'll kind of expand the conversation from there based on the calls. So a couple little housekeeping notes I wanted to share with you. Please like us on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. Why? Because Michael and I, and Jerry, now that he's back on a regular schedule, we are posting interesting tidbits from the conversations that we're having during the day. Please keep the chats going on YouTube and Facebook, and please share it. We feel that this is a good use of the radio to help others grow in their faith, to look at things differently. You know, we look at the world around us, the good, the bad, the ugly. We look at everything, right? And we try to grow together as the body of Christ. And this is a platform that is very, very unique. I don't think there's anything else out there like it, to be honest with you, where the faithful come together and we are the catechists. We share our experiences. We disclose things about ourselves. We're very real, very raw. We go right to the heart. And that's important, because we know from the COVID interruption that a lot of people lost that connection with people. There is, you know, people are working from home, so they spend the majority of their waking hours alone doing work. And, you know, we're not having those conversations. So we know from our listeners that people are sticking in their headphones and earbuds and stuff and working and listening to Take Two. And we're at the Lunch Bunch, has their lunch every at noon or 11 o'clock and listening to Take Two. And some listen to Take Two at the Encore overnight. And it's a way for us to stay connected. So if you feel that shows like this are important, then please share the episodes with your friends, because they'll listen to you if you tell them to, hey, this has been a great topic, or hey, you know, that we were highlighting best friends. I'd like you to listen to this. You could help other souls by the work that we're trying to do here at EWTN, Global Catholic Radio. Also, if you want to email us, you can always tell us a story. We love to hear how you met your spouse, or, you know, pictures of your grandchildren, wedding pictures, anything like that. We love the details, because we love to celebrate life. So you can always email us at take2, the number 2, or you can spell it out, take2@ewtn.com. If you want us to add a prayer intention, we have a virtual prayer wall at take2show.com, take2show.com, and you can always add, and we take the intentions to Mass, daily Mass, adoration, daily rosaries, multiple rosaries a day. What else do we do? Oh, the devotions, the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. I mean, we're round the clock praying. So just know that we've got you covered in prayer, but please remember to add to your intentions the Take Two family intentions. That would really help us so to keep it going. Okay, you hear the music. This is my opportunity to thank the incredible show team that is doing the fine work behind the scenes making this episode possible. Thank you, Michael McCall, our producer. Thank you, Pedro, on social media. Thank you, Matt Gabinski on the phones. Thank you to EWTN for providing this program, to all the affiliates that carry it live. You're doing an awesome work for your listeners. Thank you so very much. We appreciate you. Okay, that'll do it for this episode. And so I always like to say, until tomorrow, have a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you real soon.